Good afternoon, everybody. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio. Welcome to my show, Gods and Goddesses. How are you doing, children of the sun out there? Yes, children of the sun. I listened to a song today. Check it out on YouTube. It's called Children of the Sun by Billy Thorpe from back in the 70s. And if you get the right YouTube video, it shows planet Earth and the sun shining down on Earth, 93 million miles away. It's like in BBS's website for my show. You can see the sun, and you can see other suns in the background, which are really stars, same thing. Some are bigger, some are smaller. And that brings up a very good point, you know, because when you look at a star in the evening sky, it's really a sun, just like our sun is a star, you know. It's called main sequence G. I forget what the G2 white dwarf star, yellow dwarf star, main sequence G2 yellow dwarf star is the official astronomical name for our sun. Anyway, that is a great song, and it talks about something. I'm going to sing a song today by another name of Saint Sting. We used to play with the Police. It's called Fields of Gold. And that song he talks about, among other things, that we forget the sun in this jealous sky. And you know, my friends, if the sun wasn't there in the sky, that flaming object in the sky wasn't there, we would be dead. We wouldn't be alive. We wouldn't exist, you know, to put it in a more realistic way, not realistic, but nicer way. You know, I don't like to be morbid, but I try to face reality. You know, I think about this all the time. You know, tomorrow's not guaranteed for any of us. But we're really living in an incredible situation here. You know, the sun rises, it seems to, and sets. And we live our lives. We go about our everyday business. Our duties, our chores, our responsibilities, and we don't really think too much about the Earth rotating on its axis and then what appears to be a sunrise and a sunset. But this beautiful object in our sky, which I see out there right now, shining down on us, is God's gift to this world, the creator of the universe's gift to this world. It shines day in and day out. And it's perfect. It's a beautiful creation, functioning perfectly, without any glitches, no mistakes, right? Not like man-made stuff has mistakes. Normally, the life of a sun will be in the millions of years. And then eventually, it will run out of nuclear fuel at its core and either explode or go into some kind of similar finish, you know, maybe a neutron star. Could go supernova, plain nova. But that song by Billy Thorpe, it goes, Children of the Sun. And I learned it, but it's really not a very melodic song, you know, whereas some of my other songs are, like them. But it talks about how everybody could feel their heartbeat, every man, every woman, every child, as the spaceships came one by one from other planets. Because we are children of the sun, we really are. It's logical, you know. Life here on Earth wouldn't exist. I mean, every kind of life, from all the life, from the insects, reptiles, birds, fish in the oceans, seas, and rivers, and lakes, amphibians, and mammals, and us, human beings on this world, wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the sun. People used to worship the sun back in the days, you know. The sun god, the Egyptians called the sun god Ra, R-A-H. Anyway, so here's a song by, I love singing a cappella. I might change my show's name to Acapella Blake instead of Gods and Goddesses. No, I don't think I'll do that. I'll just sing my acapella songs, which I like doing. I practice all the time. And I get myself ready for church on Sunday. That's our main day of the week. We go and we praise the Creator, praise God, and we worship God with our songs, praise, and thanks for being alive, to be alive, to have all these blessings, you know, when we always know that 40,000 people at least die every day around the earth. So I'm grateful to be alive. And here's a song by a thing called Fields of Gold. It's a beautiful song. It was, you know, I think, back in the 80s by a thing who used to be in the group, the Police, and the super group, who had so many hit singles back in the 70s. And it goes like this. You'll remember me when the west wind moves on the fields of barley. You'll forget the sun in his jealous sky when we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her head came down upon the fields of gold. You remember me. Actually, no, that's one thing about singing a cappella is that if you forget a verse, you can always stop and go back, you know. When you got music going, you can't go back. And that's what makes singing with music a little bit more pressureful, you know. And also, when you're singing to music, it helps you remember the words, actually. Whereas singing a cappella, you have to, it's a little bit more difficult. And so the third verse goes, see the west wind move like a lover's soul on the fields of barley. Feel her body rise when you kiss her mouth upon the fields of gold. I never make promises lightly. I think I forgot a verse. Oh, well. Let me see if I can remember this. Third verse. Well, since I can't remember it, I remember one time watching Jimi Hendrix play in front of a crowd. He said, I forgot the words for the lyrics, so I'll just sing another song. But I'll keep going. And like last week, too, it's not always easy, especially you're listening, so that's an added amount of pressure there, right? So I'll begin with, I never make promises lightly. Oh, now everyone, all the insects are becoming, and the birds, now they're more interested. There really no such thing as a mistake. You just do something different, you know. But there have been some that I've broken, and I swear to you, in the days to left, we'll walk in fields of gold. I'll bet some of you never knew that I had made a mistake, too. Now, someone who's well familiar with that song might say, well, he skipped the verse. But most people didn't know that. But I want it for my own sake, you know. And then it goes, the next verse is, many years have passed since those summer days on the fields of barley. See the children run as the sun goes down among the fields of gold. You remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold, when we walked in fields of gold, when we walked in fields of gold. And what exactly Sting was talking about, I'm not sure. It might be heaven, when we used to walk in heaven, fields of gold. I think that's my best bet. I haven't done any research as to what he actually meant when he sang that song. Well, there'll be more songs coming, which I'm well familiar with, so don't worry, I probably won't make another, I won't skip another verse. Not that you care or I care, right? It's all about just continuing going. That's the life of a singer, you know. You just have to keep on going and not worry about it. That's life, right? That's life, my friends. You just keep on going. But I was thinking about the Delta variant today, you know, here in Texas. We've gone back to wearing our masks in our buildings. And at work, our commander, our commanding general has mandated that we wear the mask again on Joint Base San Antonio. Really, they're the ones that started it. Not so much the mayor of San Antonio has asked people to wear their masks again, but I don't think he actually imposed a mandate, you know. So I've seen about 50 people walking around, like going to the grocery store or in restaurants, walking in and out of restaurants. And I was telling my wife today, we went out and had lunch at a Thai restaurant. And I said, why is it called the Delta variant? Well, Delta, you know, the military spelling of letters is Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, and so on. Like when I was in Monterey, stationed with the Army back in 92-93, we had Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf, and Hotel Company. So that's military spelling. So we have the Delta variant, but what about, I know the Alpha was the coronavirus, but what happened to Bravo and Charlie? I never heard anything about them. The Bravo variant, the Charlie variant. What about the Echo? Will there be an Echo and Foxtrot variant also? Anyway, you look at it, still the coronavirus, my friends, you know. And I don't think we're ever going to be rid of it, really. I mean, people get the flu. If anybody, I know I've talked about this before on other shows, you know, some of these people that are getting sick, they're getting tested positive. Isn't it like the flu also? And then there's a lot of, I know they have to report the numbers. You know, it's a very deadly disease. I understand that. But you tune into some channels and not all they talk about. You know, it's like doom and gloom and destruction. How about a little bit of positivity? You know, you think you could talk about something. There's maybe something a little bit positive. Please, you know, don't throw those words up in the atmosphere like, oh, my God, we're doomed. Oh, no, here we go again. Oh, no, here we go again. You know, be a little bit happier. Hey, happy, you know. Clap your hands. Don't you feel like a room without a roof? Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you feel like, what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Anyway, positive. Singing's positive, right? I love singing. And as I mentioned, when we have our choir, we get up there and we sing. I mean, we're some good singers. And we, honestly, between you and I, we have offered up some beautiful songs to God, Jesus, Creator, whomever you want to call, who's in charge up there, you know, who, right? Yeah? Because, you know, this is no accident, right? There is someone in control. And if they're in control, why are things the way they are? Because, for one thing, we were promised when we were born into this world, before we existed in our pre-existence, right? Before we were born, we existed. Just like when we die, we're going to exist, continue to exist. We were told that we were coming here, and one of the main things that God, Father God, Mother God, that they would honor and keep their word about was that we would have free will to do what we wanted to do, to make our own mistakes. That's why there's been so much war, you know. People do things their own way. But free will is also about cooperation and collaboration and doing the right thing and helping other people, being kind to other people, being generous to other people, all homeless people on the streets need our help, you know. All their bad luck stories are very familiar to all of us. If it happened to any one of us, some of us are like this paycheck away from disaster, you know, have to live on the streets. It's so sad, too, you know, having to survive. I saw a movie today, Planet Earth. I forget the other name of it, but it was about up there in the Antarctic, and I saw a male and female wolf trying to survive up there, and they had like four or five puppies, and they went hunting, and they came on a muskox, a herd of muskox, and they tried to single out a little calf, and so they grabbed a hold of it, and they were trying to take it down. It wasn't too big. And then the whole herd came back and scared them away, you know, and protected the calf. They did a circle around so the wolves couldn't get to it. But then the wolves had to go back home with no meat for their puppies. Beautiful little fluffy balls. I mean, these little baby wolves, you know, they're just so beautiful. Trying to survive, and that's all they eat. They can't eat vegetables, grass, or anything. They eat meat. And if there's no meat, then they die, and it's so sad, really. I compare that to some people try to survive nowadays, you know, in our world. We really need to look after each other. Let me find another song to sing here. La 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 la. Second chance. Home sweet home. Motley Crue. We never think that Motley Crue would come up with a, you know, Motley Crue, the heavy metal. They would come up with a nice ballad like Home Sweet Home. Home Sweet Home. You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right doesn't mean they're always wrong. Just take the song and you'll never feel all alone. Take me to your heart. Feel me in your bones. One. Coming off this long and winding road. I'm on my way. I'm on my way, home sweet home. Tonight I'm on my way, I'm on my way, home sweet home. You know I've seen too many romantic dreams up in lights, falling off the silver screen. My heart's like an open book for the whole world to read. Sometimes nothing keeps me together at the seams. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Home sweet home. Tonight, I'm on my way. Just set me free, home sweet home. Motley Crue, that one. There's one by Styx called Babe. I don't know if you've heard that one. Oh, I'm going to sing the Ave Maria for you also. But Babe by Styx, that was a beautiful 70s song by the supergroup Styx, who's still playing. I'm sure they're looking forward to going out on the road again, you know, playing their music. I would too, you know, if I was really proficient with an instrument, musical instrument like they are. And especially if you still got fans, you know, like the Rolling Stones, I think they're still touring. And Mick Jagger, he looks like, I don't know how old he is. I think he's in his 70s, but he looks pretty weathered, you know. He's been in front of many a crowd. He's performed in front of millions of people, you know, thousands of concerts. So, Babe. Babe goes like this. Babe, I'm leaving. Must be on my way. The time is drawing near. Train is going. I see it in your eyes. The love, the need, your tears. I'll be lonely without you. Now need your love to see me through. Please believe me, my heart is in your hand, and I'll be missing you. You know it's you, babe. Whenever I get weary and I've had enough, feel like giving up, you know it's you, babe, giving me the courage and the strength I need. Please believe that is true. Babe, I love you. Babe, I'll say it once again, and somehow try to smile. We know the feeling of trying to forget, if only for a while. I'll be lonely without you. Now need your love to see me through. Babe, I love you. Babe, I love you. Babe, I love you. Ooh, 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 babe. You know, today I did something a little different as far as working out. I got to tell you. I went to Lackland Air Force Base, but instead of going around the track, 100 meter track, I went to a place a little further down the road, which I've gone to before. And there's a straightaway that goes down a mile. So if you go down and then turn around and come back, that's 2 miles, which I did. So I put suntan lotion on my head and my body when I set out this morning. I went there and took my shirt off. I was walking down this road, and there weren't too many cars because this is Saturday. And I was practicing my running. I do the one run walk. I walk and I run. But guess what else I wore today? I wore gloves. And what, you say gloves? 90 degree heat? Are you crazy? No, I'm not. But the thing is that I've been running very fast lately. Over the last few years, I've done hundreds of 100-meter sprints. I'm serious. And today, I didn't run my full speed, about 75% power. And I do that because it's a good feeling, you know. It releases those endorphins in the brain and the melatonin. I forget what else. I'm not really too well read up on the scientific explanation on exactly what happens, but you feel great afterwards. You know, you work up a sweat, you take a shower afterwards, a nice cold shower here. Actually, water isn't cold. It's kind of cool because it's summertime. But the gloves serve two functions for me. And I don't mind talking about this because that's what's going on in my life. You know, I don't try not to obsess about some things, but with the gloves, first of all, it's not uncommon for runners to slip and fall. And when you're going fast, it usually doesn't turn out too good. I was watching the Olympics yesterday. I woke up this morning, actually, and they had the 100-meter final for the women. And all three of the Jamaican sprinters in the women's 100-meter final got a medal. Shelley Frazier, she came in second, so she got the silver. And I forget the name of the I forget her name. She got the bronze. But the first place winner was Thompson. I think Thompson is her first name, Elaine Thompson. And she broke the Olympic record of 10.63. She got 10.61, which is pretty fast. They said, other than that, besides that, she also clocked one of the fastest times for a woman at the 70-meter mark. She was going 24.7, I think it is, or 24.3 miles per hour. It's just really fast. So run, can you walk? Can you run 24 miles an hour? And I checked afterwards, Usain Bolt, who was undeniably the greatest sprint of all time, his fastest miles per hour were 28 miles per hour. So men are always faster than women. That's just the physiology of the matter, you know. But still, you get going that fast, and if you're on pavement involved, I can't go that fast myself, maybe 15, 16, 17 miles per hour, I'm guessing. But so the gloves serve two purposes: to protect you from falling. Of course, in the wintertime, it's a no-brainer. You wear gloves because it's cold outside. But also, another thing that it helps me, the gloves help me with, is I don't have to worry about my hands. I just sometimes I wonder what's the correct position. I've done all this research. What's the best way to hold your hands when you run? There's several different variations. Is the A-OK sign, the thumbs up Fonzie, the putting your finger on the first joint, your thumb on the first joint of the index finger, of the fist, the open hand like Carl Lewis, you know, when you run. And I think it might be because, one reason is because I broke my left wrist when I was living in Guadalajara, Mexico, playing hockey. Would you believe it? When we moved there with my parents in 1971, I got to tell you, because, you know, living with your parents, I don't feel so guilty about having done some of the things I did in the past because I don't hold myself responsible for my actions. You know, you should know that. You shouldn't either. Okay, if you have some guilt in the past, you know, and I'm just like, stop, wait a second. Let me address something, you know, because it's on my mind. I feel guilty about something. Can I tell you, can I talk to you about that? About something in my past? Well, can you relate, you know? And as I mentioned on previous shows, our parents shape and mold us. They do, you know, from when we're a baby. And we're really responsible for our actions when we're 17, 18, 21, maybe. when we're old enough to vote, old enough to join the army and go to war and fight and be killed. But I submit to you, as I've done before, that we're really truly responsible for our actions when we're not under the influence of our parents anymore. And sad reality of it is when my parents passed away, it was when I felt like I was truly responsible for my actions. But that's just me, you know. So anyway, back to the gloves. And I like it because having broke my left wrist, it kind of keeps my, I go up to my wrist and it keeps my left wrist straight, you know. And also, I'm conscious of both hands when I'm running. But that's just me. But wait, you watch in the future, gloves might become something that more people wear when they're running, especially in the wintertime. I've seen a lot of people do it. But in the summertime, you wouldn't think that people would wear them because it's too hot outside. But when I pulled them off today, my hands really weren't sweating that much. Plus, I've always had cold hands in my lifetime. And they say that, like in cold weather, when you wear gloves, it helps the blood circulate around the body better, you know, which is good for the heart and the lungs. Anyway, I think I'm going to keep on wearing them. I don't care what people think. If they say, wow, that's kind of different, you know. I did see some trucks that went by me today when I was doing my workout. I did like about four 250-meter runs at 75% power. It felt really good. And these trucks passed me by. And I waved because they kind of swerved to avoid me, you know, like they always do on a military post. They always, anybody walking on the road, you always go by them slowly, like about 10 miles per hour. So I waved at all of them. They waved back to me, except for one person. I couldn't tell whether they waved at me or not. You might have been thinking, wow, look at him wearing gloves. It's a weird thing to do. But I would have said, if he had said that, yelled out his window, I would have said, wait, let me explain. Come on, you have to understand. But you know what else I saw today? I saw, as I was getting up near the point where I had to turn around the 1 mile mark, I saw a bald eagle sitting on the side of the road underneath a tree. He looked at me, and he said, what are you doing wearing gloves, man? No, he didn't say that. But he looked, I couldn't tell if it was a bald eagle at first, and I stopped. I looked. I said, are you a bald eagle? He nodded his head. Oh, he didn't. I'm just kidding. It looked like he did, actually. And I said, that is awesome. And I continued walking. I went down, turned around, came back, ran back some of the way. And I walked by him again. I waved at him. He's like, hey, yeah, see you, man. No, he didn't do that. So I'm going to sing another song here. How about Stairway to Heaven? I've sung this at the Wounded Warriors about a dozen times. It's not an easy song. The first few times I sang it, I was so nervous because, I mean, you got to remember all the words, for one thing, you know, when you got the music going. That's what I like about a cappella singing. You can miss something and you can just keep going, or you can go back and start again, or you can do the verse again, go back all the way to the beginning. I wouldn't do that, but so, Stairway to Heaven. It's a great song. I saw on YouTube the other day, some people have named it the greatest song of all time. Greatest rock song of all time. And I kind of agree. You know, Led Zeppelin, they were awesome. Too bad about John Bonham. You know, he was such a great drummer. And he was just getting into alcohol too much. People overdose on drugs, and people overdose on alcohol, too, you know. I think he was doing shots. He did like 40 shots, I heard. And you throw up and you're just going to choke on your own vomit, which is what happened to him. That's what happened to Jimi Hendrix. But with Jimi Hendrix, I think, in my own opinion, he got murdered by someone either intentionally or unintentionally might have slipped a few hits of acid into his favorite beverage, and I think he wasn't the kind to drink too much. So I think he might have, like, OD'd on LSD. And, you know, if you go too far over the edge and you throw up, you can choke on your vomit really easily and then asphyxiate to death. Anyway, there's a group out now called Greta Van Fleet. Check them out on YouTube, Greta Van Fleet. They say they're the new Led Zeppelin. The lead singer has got a really cool voice. It sounds like Robert Plant. He sounds like Robert Plant. And usually when they perform in concert, they've got the bass player, lead guitar player, and the singer, the others. And usually the bass player and the lead singer don't wear any shoes, which is cool. You know, Ronnie Van Zant of Led Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, begins with an L anyway. He never wore shoes in concert. I saw him one time in San Diego just before that airplane crash, a few months before. Like, I saw him in January and then had the crash in October. I sure wish they could have kept on going. I think I'll sing now I'm getting in the habit of singing Leonard Skinner song after this. But this is Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. It goes like this. There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, or the word she can get what she came for. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. Hold on, one of the dogs wants to come out. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. Ooh, it makes me wonder. Makes me wonder. There's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts I have seen rings of smoke through the trees, and the voice of those who stand longing, looking. Ooh. Actually, that's not it. I got distracted by this dragonfly that came up to the window. My enclosed patio here. I was watching him fly around. I got distracted. And it goes, the next verse is, ooh, it makes me wonder. Ooh, really makes me wonder. And it's whispered that soon, if we all call the tune, then the piper will lead us to reason. That me, maybe? Or you? And a new day will dawn for those who stand long, and the forest will echo with laughter. And then it goes to the next transition. Whoa, whoa, there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. And it makes me wonder, whoa, 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 whoa. Your head is humming and it woke. Try it again. Your head is humming and it won't go, in case you don't know. The piper's calling you to join him. Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? And did you know your stairway lies on the whispering wind? Then comes the part. No, I hesitate a little bit. Besides taking my time, usually you have to wait for music when you're singing the song. Then it goes into the final part. And as we wind on down the road, our shadows taller than our souls, there walks a lady we all know, who shines to show how everything still turns to gold. And if you listen very hard, the two will come to you at last. I can let the dog in. I get all these interruptions, sorry. When all is one and what is, when what is all in, when all is one and one is all, to be a rock and not to roll. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. So whether, you know, I forget a verse, so I have to let the dog out, let the dog back in. That's just the way it is, you know. But thanks for listening. If you hung in all the way, some people might say, oh, you made a mistake. Time to switch channels, go somewhere else. Other people might say, well, you know, he's a cool guy. I'm going to keep on listening to him. I'm very realistic, you know. Yeah, we all make mistakes. I mean, I didn't make any mistakes with some other songs. And then, as I mentioned, some people don't know, you know. Some people don't know. And even if I'm doing this for my own enjoyment, you know, I can listen to it later because it's being recorded. Or I'm just getting the singing practice in for my appearing in church tomorrow and being a superstar. But sometimes I feel like I am, you know. For one thing, and I mentioned this in my show, is that I'm in a gospel choir. So we go to a gospel service. And it's mainly black folks there, right? My wife, she's African-American. Will, and I'm the only white person in the gospel choir. We've had a lot of members before in the past. Before COVID, you know, we had like at least 20. We used to practice every Wednesday night. But I like this. I mean, I talk about different things too, you know, and somebody find another song. I will find another song here to sing. One by the Beatles I like is called "And I Love Her." I entered a military idol contest one time. Something about competition, it just doesn't seem natural for me. They say that it brings the best out in you, but I'm not so sure. It might apply for sports, but otherwise, why is it that we always need someone to be the better version of ourselves? Is it absolutely necessary to compete, to improve ourselves? I submit to you that question. What do you think? Please call in. No, I'm just joking. I got to do that one time because I've had guests on my show before, but I haven't said call in to answer a question or, you know, respond to some kind of topic. When I go on these cruises, I'm going on one in August. Hopefully, I've already had 6 cruises canceled thanks to COVID, so we've got one planned for the 28th of August. And usually when we go, my wife and I would go on these cruises. She'll go off to the casino and play in the casino, and I'll go to the karaoke bar, you know, and do karaoke. And one thing about that is that you have to wait for your turn. Sometimes all kinds of people, they want to sing their songs, and some do it well, others not so. I mean, I guess I can't really judge that. And sometimes you have teenagers or young, really young children who want to sing, you know, and they all look at the words on the monitor. I'm like, I did that when I first started out in 1994. Now I've got all the words down memorized, you know. So that's what I do. I love the crowd, though. I like the people that are sitting around, you know, drinking, watching. They add a extra dimension of pressure, if you will, you know. And especially if you try to keep eye contact with them, it makes it a little bit harder to sing. Then you have a microphone, so I try to shift it around from left to right equal amount of time, or maybe just leave it on the stand. So well, maybe I'll do yesterday instead. I like yesterday. Comes a dragonfly up to a lot of dragonflies flying around in the backyard. There's a really cool song called Dragonfly by Frank Marino. And you have to check it out if you haven't heard it before. It's on YouTube. Dragonfly. Check it out. He's an excellent guitar player, and he's got a great voice. Dragonfly. Yeah, they're amazing how they can fly backwards, sideways. You got to love them. They're amazing insects. Always around the backyard in the summertime. So here's Yesterday by the Beatles. Yesterday. I need to start out a bit lower. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Yes, I believe in yesterday. All right, what next? How about a song by the Eagles? I think I sang one last week, Desperado. There's Tequila Sunrise. How about Seven Bridges Road by the Eagles? Remember that song, Seven Bridges Road? It's a beautiful, beautiful song. How am I doing on time? Let me see here. Oh, it's about time. I don't know if I can get in all the way. 6:52. Well, let me just start the first part of it. It goes like this.
There are stars in the southern sky. Southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down the Seven Bridges Road. Now I have loved you like a baby, like some lonesome child, and I have loved you in a tame way. And I have loved you wild. Sometimes there's a part of me wants to turn from here and go. Running like a child from these warm stars down the Seven Bridges Road.
60 seconds. That's it, my friends. I didn't get a chance to finish the song. Thank you for listening. I wish the very best for you. I hope you have an enjoyable, safe and enjoyable rest of your Saturday, wherever you are in the world, and rest of your weekend too, safe and enjoyable. Many thanks to the creator of the universe for all these blessings and the beauty everywhere. We love you, Creator. Please bless us, everybody, all your children. Goodbye, everybody. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.